Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this article claims that there are 21 reasons why older women are now saying they would rather be alone. I don't believe this. Do you? Who are they trying to convince? Their cats, maybe. If women want to be alone, then explain the high rates of depression with single ladies. Reason number one on the list is that nobody wants them. It's just cope. Otherwise, why would they care so much about men their own age going for younger women? This is Lauren Southern in 15 years. Up next, two teenagers who were expelled from a Catholic school over allegations of blackface were awarded $1 million in damages and tuition reimbursement. They painted their faces in solidarity with one of their friends that has a really bad acne problem. Plus, the two white guys painted in black were expelled, but not the Asian man. What does that mean? Maybe the Catholic school was trying not to be racist, perhaps. Tuition for them was also $70,000 a year. For that kind of money, they could hire private tutors. Number three, things are really getting out of hand. This teacher had a baby with an underage pupil while on bail for having sex with another 15-year-old student. What if we just tell all the kids and male teachers at the school to stay home for the day and release a bear in the school? I feel that might solve a lot of problems. Looks like these 304s ain't loyal, not even to their 15-year-old students. I also didn't know that pedo was spelled as teacher. Moving on is the moment a trans athlete destroys female competitors in the 400-meter dash and secures a place in the varsity finals. For years, we've been told that there are no physical differences between males and females, and because of that, I see no issue with races like this. This is transmaxing level 100 unlocked. This sums it up pretty well. The only way to make normies fight clown world is to rub their noses in it until they turn as red as his nose. Number five is the Dylan Mulvaney marketing disaster action figure. It even has the Decepticon logo on the package. According to the Quartering, it's real and glorious. If they can't sell enough of them, maybe they can transform them into Fran Drescher figures. But seriously, Jeremy, did you have to go and slander to Decepticons like that? I also just noticed the Epstein Island packaging in the background. Then again, maybe it's time for Megatron to come out of the closet. Up next, this woman was charged with bludgeoning her husband with a boomstick after she missed him with all her six shots. Look at her eyes. Isn't it obvious why she missed him every time? But remember, guys, she's the real victim here. If you look at his hair, you'll probably see a missing patch where she ended up grazing him. Locking her up is one thing, but if you want to be mean, you can actually paint fractals on the walls of her cell. This guy's lucky because she didn't close one eye while aiming at him. Number seven, this woman is impressed by a guy that has a corner office and gets paid $400,000 a year to ride around in a vehicle. She asks him what he does, and he says that he's a bus driver. Shout out to all the bus drivers out there that play these sorts of thoughts. But I bet you anything she's never going to sleep with the guy in the blue shirt behind her. He's not even 5'11". Moving on, this woman is 65 and sexier than ever, saying that people mistake her for her granddaughter as sisters. As what? Scissor sisters. The people that mistake the two of them must be blind or cross-eyed as well, or not wearing their glasses. This grandma also needs to stop taking steroids because her voice is now deeper than grandpa's. She looks great for age, but she definitely doesn't look 25. Number 9 is a new seatbelt design used to reduce accidents by 45%. It's a lot easier to concentrate on the road when you don't have to concentrate on her nagging. The car company that made this would probably be the most successful brand for male buyers. Unfortunately, these days, women make most of the car purchasing decisions, so it'll never happen. Plus, that explains why most of the cars are boring these days. Because that's what women want, not to stand out. Up next, it's almost over, ladies. A modeling agency creates an AI influencer earning $11,000 a month after they got fed up with models' egos. Real women use technology and filters to look unrealistic. Now they've met their match with unrealistic AI women. I don't think the modeling agency is raking in that money. I think it's just one guy doing it. But it doesn't matter because in a few years, all those female content creators, aka ethos, will be replaced by AI. Number 11, never forget that Massachusetts once asked residents to lend a helping hand and offer migrants an extra room. I say sure as long as they send them to rich neighborhoods. But you know exactly how this is going to turn out if you let them in. You'll go out to the grocery store and when you get back, they'll have changed the locks and claim squatters' rights. Yes, lend a helping hand until one day it's mandatory. Moving on, a new study asks, can foreigners help Japan have more babies? Yes, because if there's one thing Japan really needs right now, it's an army of single mothers with Africans. But something tells me that most Japanese would prefer to accept that fate. Of course, if it's only white dudes in the West looking to become passport bros, then I'm sure that there are tons of Japanese women that will volunteer as tribute, and their parents would accept. Up next, Marvel wants the upcoming X-Men reboot to be run by a person of color, and be female-focused. This sort of nonsense stops when they finally run out of white male shareholders' money. The target demographic for this type of content is mostly young white males. Even the new Dune prophecy show called Dune Sisterhood at first changed its name because it realized that men won't watch fantasy and science fiction that's gynocentric. Here's the new Star Wars remake of Darth Vader. Number 14, women's expectations these days are so much out of this world that an image like this of a single mother living in squalor will say the men that she's looking for must make $150,000 a year and be 6 feet tall. Women like this are like McDonald's putting up ads in the paper looking for Harvard grads as fry cooks. I also feel sorry for that child. He doesn't stand a chance. Also, what's with her snake eyes? She looks possessed. Number 15, now more than ever, you have an image of how millionaires are made on the left and how wage slaves are made on the right. It's quite simple. You become a millionaire by not spending $1 million. The guy on the right, though, is actually a millionaire. The way he became one was because he was a billionaire at first, and the woman spent most of his money. Here you have a beta net worth millionaire versus a Chad debt king. Up next, this spicy movie star, Billy Beaver, complains that men don't want to date her. Looks like this Beaver's cooch has been damned. I'm sure that there are plenty of guys out there that would put a log in her dam, but unfortunately, none of them want to introduce a public 304 to their friends and family. Also, in other news, nobody wants to buy a rental car. Men will date her, they just won't commit to her. Number 17, this guy's wife told him to give up gaming for her new hobby, yoga. She wants him to join her for the yoga classes and says that gaming is a complete waste of time. He told her he wasn't willing to give up gaming entirely, and so now she's going to basically give him the cold shoulder and is shaming him by calling him selfish. It's projection because she's being the one that's selfish. It's also a test. If he gives up gaming and joins her for yoga, then she'll find him less attractive. But if he doesn't join his wife, she'll probably find someone in class to be with him and blame him for it. Moving on, here's women's logic. She won't eat meat because there's an animal, how dare you? But if a woman wants an abortion, that's okay, because it's just a clump of cells. Don't attack the sacred cow of abortion, or you'll get tons of angry women in the comment section. The point is that liberal women want to save animals from other species while ending their own unborn babies. And because of this, the only way liberals reproduce is by recruiting the kids of others. Number 19, the New York Compost says that according to Apple, that covering up your device camera could actually damage your laptop. But I saw Zuck the Cuck tape over his camera years ago, so I do the same. Joke's on them. I use a desktop with no cameras in case I ever get hacked. Thanks, federal government, for caring so much about us. Here's an actual picture of the person writing this article. Up next is the difference between how boys keep a secret versus how girls do it. There's an old saying that there are three things that women use to communicate. The telegram, the telephone, and the telewoman. There needs to be a third diagram or illustration where the boy tells the other boy to keep a secret. And then he goes out and tells his mother, sister, or girlfriend. Guys never tell a woman a secret unless you want to spread it around. Number 21 is Rosie Jean, and she went to a sex party for plus-size people. And what she saw left her disgusted. Of course. But she was referring to being stalked by a chubby chaser. But I'm sure that there are plenty of other things to be disgusted by. Like the smell, perhaps. Plus, it must have been expensive to hire so many heavy lifting equipment operators. The party could also be detected by seismographs. I would never have wanted to be in a Jabba the Hutt party with her. Moving on, did you know that British cuisine is the best in the world? This joke is a banger because you know you just can't beat a good sausage. The plot twist is the person that's cooking this food wasn't even trying to spell a word. That's how good the food is. Number 23, this woman says her son made her a pregnant grandma at the age of 33. What in the Kentucky is going on here? She probably means her son had a child with another woman while she was also pregnant. Or at least I hope so. But on the bright side, she's at least pulling up the declining birth rates. Very bold. If that is her son's baby, then his nickname should be Brad. Short for Brother Dad. Up next, someone sent me this picture for Pride Month in the Middle East. I thought to myself, this is so wrong because they should actually be painted in rainbow colors. Well, I'm pretty sure they'll at least get one color in their country red by the end of the month. It looks like Pride Month is off to a bit of a rocky start. Number 25 and the last one looks like this woman was Bogged, short for trying to turn herself into one of the Bogdanov brothers. She looked great the way she was. Women are increasingly turning themselves into caricatures of human beings. One of these days, a woman is going to turn herself into a living ventriloquist doll. Either that or the female version of Jigsaw. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.